HoodHype.com.
Who's on the line?
We got a surprise guest.
Surprise!
Let Major introduce him.
Hey, see, we got the homie Stack Quo on the line. What's good, baby?
What is the business, brother?
Hey. Hey, Nerdy, man, been waiting to get you back on, man.
Oh, man, I'm in this bitch. You're shutting me.
Sure. I feel that, man. Where you calling from, man? You out in L.A.? Where you at? I know you be all over.
I'm in L.A., man.
Ah, shit.
I'm out here in sunny California. Hey, you know what I mean?
What you drinking out there in the sunny?
Man, listen. I mean, I'm not saying this because your man Diddy, but that pineapple Ciroc. Pineapple Ciroc.
All right, all right.
Let me tell you what we do with that thing, man. We come with that Dole pineapple juice, then we blend it with that Snapple, the Mango Madness.
Oh, let me write this down.
Oh, man, y'all getting tropical as fuck.
What was that recipe again?
Get that Snapple Mango Madness and that pineapple juice. And some of that Ciroc-y, man. The pineapple Ciroc-y. It's coconut Ciroc. Excuse me. The coconut Ciroc. You blend that thing together, man. Listen, I swear you don't even taste no looking. You get toasty.
That's the delish.
All right, so there we go, man. With some recipes, y'all. We told you.
Yes, sir.
Straight toasty, man. I be walking. You know, walking on thin air on that thing, man.
That's what's up.
All right, man. Go ahead.
Hey, saw you in a HP commercial, man.
Hey, good look. Yeah, that's man, a good look.
They call me Russell Quo now. You know what I mean? Like, my acting. You know what I mean? That's what I'm doing now. I'm like the. I'm trying to really take over commercials, man. A lot of these cats want to get in movies. I'm trying to do commercials, dog. Like, I just want to be like the highest paid commercial cat of all time.
Like, that's the good commercial to go. I dig it. How long?
Yeah, it's like I'm so ill. I want to do Burger King and McDonald's, Coke and Pepsi. You know what I'm saying?
How long did that commercial
they got
take?
To come to me. It took like all day, man. We were sitting up in there.
Damn.
All day long. Actually, when I was in the booth and they was doing it, I had no clue I was even going to be in it. And I'm sitting in the booth. And I didn't know I couldn't hear them. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't hear what they were doing. I just threw my hands up on some, like, impromptu, like, type wow. of, you know, stuff or whatever.
That shit looked like, what the fuck?
Oh,
that
shit was that's hot. That shit looked natural than a bitch. That's it.
Yeah, but you know what it was? Dude, you know, actually, dude got mad at me because I asked him, was his hair a toupee? So I knew I was like, I'm fucked. They definitely ain't putting me in this motherfucker because he got hot. But the dude with hair, that shit looked like, I don't know what it looked like on TV.
It still
do. I think I've seen the commercial. But in real life, that shit looked like it's glued the fuck on. Ain't that bitch off, like.
It still does.
And like, he gave me this mean-ass look. I was like, man, I love you and Yes Man. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, I was about to say, is old dude cool, man? He an asshole. You put him on blast.
He was cool until I asked him about his toupee and shit. He got it. But other than that, he was all good.
He was straight. That's what's up, man. But shit, man, we're going to talk about what's going on out in L.A., man. Real quick, I want to talk about Statlanta, man. How's it shaping up, man?
Our shit's done. June 22nd is coming out, man.
Yay!
Oh, good shit.
Finish with that.
Okay.
You know, get that fucking monkey off my back. I feel like Steve Young when he won that Super Bowl after Joe Montana after he had to replace Joe Montana and
right.
get that out of the way.
So it's all done. You still recording at all for that album, or it's a rap, signed, sealed, delivered?
You know what it is? I want to do one more song, man, and I just, you know, I'm trying to put that together, but okay. Other than that, I'm pretty much done.
That's a rap. Okay, I feel that, man. So what's it like working with Sha, man?
It's cool, man. Good people, good businessman. You know, how his business kind of give me the creative freedom to do what I need to do, because we kind of like on the same page creatively. You know, he's a dope producer. A lot of people don't know that. But so we kinda like the same kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, it's kinda hard to make a record with somebody and you know, if you like, if they like Harry Potter and you like Gladiator, it's kinda like not gonna work out, you know what I mean? That's kinda
we into the same
shit. I like big titties and fat pussies and he likes them too.
Yeah. Shit, we on the same team too then.
Yes,
yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
A lot of motherfuckers in the game ain't on that shit. You know, these motherfuckers on some other shit. You leave that alone. Alone, man.
Oh, man, yeah, you got us in trouble last time with that Greg Oden comment, man. That shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, listen, man. Let me tell you something, man. I like Melanie, not Melvin. You know what I mean? And I don't see nothing wrong with you. Feel me?
I feel you.
Melanie. At least right there.
Oh, man. I'm right. I feel that.
Damn.
Man, so what you got coming for the next joint, man? Because, you know, we've been rocking with the success track was banging, and then we were spending more explosive. We had that joint last week, man. What can listeners look for next?
I'm finna fucking leak some shit that's stupid and gonna get me in trouble, but watch this shit.
Okay. You can't leave it
I'm
at
laughing.
That.
Yeah. That shit gonna be crazy. Wait till this come out.
Okay.
It's gonna be hilarious. Y'all just should have me on so I can laugh with y'all. You know, like, well, how did you get that?
Right.
How did you get that, and why did you do that? And I'm gonna be like, I don't give a fuck.
Hold up, man. Can we be part of it, man? Can we help Flood?
Oh, you
flood
gonna
the internet
no,
with
you
it?
Gonna flood.
Okay.
Oh, it's gonna be Katrina in this bitch when that one comes out. They gonna
be, let the levy loose.
I feel that, man. I feel that. All right, man. So, yeah, let's get to L.A. And, I mean, you wouldn't be right, man. We know you out there.
Right.
Obviously, you in the booth and everything with Dre. What's popping with the detox, man? I'm seeing pictures. We got Jay-Z. Dre think he's slick, man. He keep taking these...
Hell yeah.
Real with you? Let me get y'all the real behind that. Now, it's one picture they took up in New York when they was at the Victoria's Secret thing.
Okay.
And that picture was kind of like public.
Right.
Access, people got that one. But the one where they had to actually at the console,
yeah.
Somebody hacked into dude's email and got that picture. He didn't put that shit out.
Oh, man, okay.
Yeah, so when you be hearing like leaking of his songs, motherfuckers be actually hacking into dude's email and
God
shit.
God
so,
damn.
Yeah, so man. he that's where that picture came from. He didn't put that shit out.
Okay.
And then like when we be in the studio and them pictures come out.
Yeah.
That don't be us putting the pictures out. It just be motherfuckers that, like, cats, you know, all of a sudden we posing for a picture. It'd be like 20 phones come out. Everybody got a camera on their phone. Then motherfuckers, they'll put it out. But it ain't like, Dre, leak that picture. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you not no asshole. It'd be like, yo, you can't take no picture with me. Then if you want to capture the moments, like, me calming. Aim and Dre, you know, that's an unlikely group of motherfuckers in the studio together. Or
no doubt, man.
Shanti, in there with Shanti, you know, who would ever think that? So it's just like, you know, that's how that kind of goes now. But it's not like Dre's like, yeah, put that on the internet. Nah, he ain't like that. It's like, yo, you want to take a picture? Fuck it. Then out of nowhere, it'd be like 20 cell phones at once. It's unison. So obviously somebody gonna put it on their Twitter page. Come on, you know how that go.
Why not? Yeah, I ain't mad at it. Either way it go, whether, you know, shit, I mean, planned or unplanned, it's a good look. I mean, he definitely building that buzz. So what can you tell me about what's going on right now, man? It's musically, when you was working on Detox from back when to right now, man, is it like, is he on some super next shit from where he was, you know, a couple years back?
10 years ago or?
No, yeah, I mean, I ain't trying to be a dick.
Stupid. You know what it is, though? It's like, if you listen to hip-hop, now, it's like hip-hop, all of it, with the exception of, like, a couple of, like, probably, I say, like, 7 artists. Well, based on the amount of records that it's selling, a lot of hip-hop is, like, kind of underground now. It's not even really mainstream,
mm-hmm.
You know? When you compare it to, like, what Lady Gaga and all of these motherfuckers is doing, you know what I'm saying, in sales... So I think what he's doing is making hip hop music that's commercially viable, but it's still hip hop to where it's not like stretching and trying to be pop. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
it's good hip hop music, man.
Okay, that's the key.
You know
word,
what I just
man.
Did? You know, let me tell you what's cool about what I just did. How I'm the shit, right? Listen to what I just did right there. I basically told y'all some shit, and I didn't really tell y'all anything. Like, that shit was so fucking
we know
crazy.
We know this. We looked at it.
I was there. It's like, yo,
shouts
so
to the talent.
What it is hip-hop, but it's like hip-hop shit. I was like, I'm a fucking asshole. I just like,
nigga, you good, nigga.
That's that political shit right there, man. I just said something, but I ain't tell you
nothing. Y'all motherfuckers ain't finna get me in trouble. Shit. Y'all ain't
got me fucking crazy. No, we listening and we looked at each other like, we're not really getting anything.
Man. You know what I'm saying? That's how many. We never try to get you in trouble. We try to dig, though. We got to dig because the people want to know.
That's the job.
I said to myself, if Greg O see me, I'm glad he on like one leg on some crutches. Because I big ass motherfucker. I can fight his ass.
Just
I
mean, cross him up.
Yeah, he can't get mad. He, you know. He tried to put the pictures out of himself butt ass for some PR. We know what it is.
He keep going in on, dude. That's funny, man.
I'm gonna leave him alone. He already got a bad enough shit going on. I fucking thought, you know what's crazy? I saw Ron Artest. He's like, man, why you going in, little dude? I'm like, I ain't going on, dude. You know, I'm just, you know, all it is what it is. He's got caught in the crossfire, you know. I come up, you know. You just can't deny what a motherfucker got a little swag on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's some questionable swags on these cats, man. You know, like you be like, man, hold on, man, shit ain't all the way right. Not just period. You know, you like
Yeah, something ain't matching up. I'm feeling.
But my thing is, you know, if that's your MO, let that shit rock, man. You know, it's all good. You know what I mean, that dude, what that dude, Adam Lambert, he be fucking, you know, he's a fag.
Oh, no,
yeah,
sir.
He don't care.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Get your Gaga on.
Get
your Gaga. Yeah, get your Lady Gaga going.
All right, sir. Well, stat man.
I fuck with Lady Gaga. She the shit. Like, what up?
Right.
But what? Let me come here, bitch. Get this fuck, you know? Like, what's up? It's hard. Like, fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get the check.
Shit. Get this shit for that. Like, come get this fucking pussy, bitch. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Stop fucking with that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, now, I mean, I'm sure some girls that might be fucking with the Adam shit. That's not my cup of water, but I mean, it's whatever. You know? I'm sure RuPaul and them niggas is like loving that nigga. Like, yo, he repping for us. You know what I mean?
That's it. You probably right. He ain't lying, man.
Tomato, tomato, man. You know, I like chicken noodle soup. The motherfuckers like the money shit. You know what I mean?
All right, so y'all heard it here first, man. Throw your flag up, goddammit. If you, hey, see, if that's how you get down.
Who you see, baby?
Did he just say put your flag down?
It's like this, man. It's like, why motherfuckers gotta, like, be on these websites finding shit about motherfuckers and they like, oh, shit, he was... Like, man, just fuck it. If that's what you want to be who you are. You know what I mean? I'm not necessarily talking about him. I'm just saying in general. I just think people should be what they want to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like Tiger Woods shit, dude. Cause I know you had some thoughts on that, man. Like Tiger shit.
Oh,
like,
that's some bullshit.
Yeah, he was fronting.
Right.
Fronting hard. Like, way too hard.
Now, it's fucked up because... It's not even that. It's just fucked up because, okay, yeah, he cheated on his wife. So that's between them, right? Why the fuck is he doing a press conference? That shit's hilarious. Why the fuck is he... He don't got to tell my kid shit. My kid don't look up to you, motherfucker, anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, America got motherfuckers to where, like, I got to tell y'all that I'm sorry for cheating on my wife. Who's married to this motherfucker? Me or y'all?
Right.
I'm married to her. I don't need to fucking say shit to y'all. Y'all can suck my dick. Oh, because y'all didn't pay me some money to do these commercials?
Right.
I owe you something? Fuck you.
It kind of felt like a press conference just for
that's
the
all it was, man. He was apologizing to Buick, to fucking GM, to fucking everybody else that sponsored his ass.
And guess what? They all coming back.
Ding,
cause don't nobody swing a club like him. Mm-mm. Now you remember that shit went down with Kobe and everybody left his ass. They all came back. Nobody talk about that shit no more.
And he made them pay.
That's the truth. You got that little grace period where you gotta let shit fly over for a minute.
Do it right. Not like like Gilbert Arenas.
Oh yeah,
you gotta let shit ride.
Yeah,
we gotta let shit ride. Nigga, we gotta come on. Go get this check.
It'll come back.
Now I like what you said though. You said you know, niggas need to be what they are. You know, what are you? Define it.
Who am I?
Yeah.
I'm me, man. Like, it's like this. For a long time, I tried to make, like, hip-hop music. I tried to make music because, I mean, I love hip-hop, but I was trying to make some money, man. You know, and I just was like, as far as my own personal career, and this shit just didn't come off authentic sometimes when I try to do records like My Ride, the whole Double Bubble shit I did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, it's not that they were bad songs. They just wasn't me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a hip-hop nigga, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to pull up to the club with some and do my cypher right then. That's why I get there. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
That's what kind of nigga I am, and just because I'm from Atlanta, I kind of find myself trying to make, like, crunk records, but that ain't really my swag, you know? That's not me. I'm a rapper, dog. I'm a line for line, bar for bar. Where we at? You know, put me in a park in Brooklyn, nigga. Let's go.
Let's get it.
So it's like, I had to fucking come to the conclusion that, you know, yeah, I might not fucking put out shit that, you know, the masses are going to love because it don't sound authentic on me. But I gotta slide in my lane, and whoever like it, whoever don't like it. And I can't make music based on what somebody else is doing. I got to do Stat Quo. Stat Quo is a hip hop nigga.
Thank you, I love it.
That's good shit.
I love it.
No, it's so seldom you hear somebody that's taken the path that you've taken say that. You don't hear people,
especially
say that
when
often.
You from a certain region where people are accustomed
exactly.
to a certain sound.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you saying exactly. you know I'm from here, but I gotta do
yep.
my own thing.
Yep.
That's real.
I appreciate
it. Don't sound authentic, man. You just sound like you're reaching. And people ain't stupid, though. I mean, they are stupid, but yeah, they ain't that.
Actually, I'm
April Fools.
Shit. All right, Stat, what's next for the people, man? Are we going to get a mixtape before Statlanta, or is Statlanta the next thing that people should be expecting to see?
Yeah, I'm putting out the 2010 mixtape. That's what that riding joint, I mean, that one joint I put out.
The more explosive joint. Oh.
The more explosive shit.
Yeah, yep.
So I'm finna put that out, and I got this other joint I'm gonna leak. Wait till y'all hear that shit. That's gonna be so stupid. It's gonna be so stupid. It's gonna be so stupid. Oh, man.
This nigga's been getting training from the doctor right here.
It's gonna be sweet.
Nah, it's gonna be stupid. Like, it's gonna be stupid. Like,
okay.
And the joint is so dope.
Are you putting out the CD on a label, or are you going indie with the official release with Statlanta?
Oh, it's coming out on Dream Big Ventures with the Orchard. It's like they the old TVT.
Oh, okay.
So it's like independent slash major, I guess you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, for me, man, I'm at a point I just fucking sell some shit junk drives with my shit on it and just sell it to cats like $15, man.
Fuck
I'm
that drug driving.
Like
that.
No, he said jump drive, man.
No,
just a little.
Jump
nah,
drive.
Nah.
This old
just a little USB
do.
Shit. Oh. Sure.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, I'm on some old high tech neck shit. You know what I mean? You know, I ain't put CD players in cars no more and shit.
No right. doubt.
That shit going away. You
That's
right.
where we're going, goddamn
it. Here. No doubt. Well, shit, man. Stat, tell the people where they can get up with you, man. And what's the Twitter?
Ah, man, it's Stat Quo, the Twitter, I don't even know what this shit is, and then, on Twitter, man.
Exactly.
Man, I'm going to keep it real, I tweet because, like, I'm damn near forced to. It's like, motherfuckers be like, man, don't you tweet, you know, but I'm not the continuous Twitterer, as you want to call it. I'm not
good.
I'm not going to be tweeting all the time, like, yo, I'm taking the shit. I'm going to tweet some, like, okay. Some kind of, you know what I'm saying, or some shit that I fucking ain't feeling or something. But I'm not like some of my homeboys. Them motherfuckers be tweeting everything.
24/7.
Yeah, I just fucked my girl. The pussy was good.
Wow.
I feel you. Well, shit, man. Stat, as always, man, appreciate the time. Appreciate the updates, man. We looking forward to this top secret joint too, man. Just make sure you don't forget about us, man.
That's
Let's,
right.
We got to talk again when that album drops, man.
Axe here.
You already know I got you.
All right, my
good
dude.
Good luck, babe.
Okay.
All right, peace. Oh, man. Yo.
Man, that was some ping pong. All right, talk to you later. Okay. All right, man, I'll talk to you later. All right, okay.
That shit's good shit, man. That's, man. That's a funny motherfucker, man.
He is, man.
He got comedy for days.
Poor Greg Old.
What
man.
Was that Snapple? What was that Mango Snapple shit?
He said Mango Madness.
I thought he was talking about. Then, I thought he was talking about Greg Oden when he started saying that shit. I thought he was making
it. Why you beating up on Greg, man?
Fuck
he
on.
Fucked up.
Ain't you the Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know I got no love not for no buck out here. This Freddie Gibbs right here, though. LittleHype.com. Young and naive when I wasn't acting the fool. I was playing with emotions of playing ball.
LittleHype.com.